Tampa Republican Representative James Grant introduced a sentencing bill Tuesday mandating parole hearings for juvenile offenders sentenced to life. They'd come after 25 years for those in jail for murder and after 20 years for non-homicide offenders. But some question the bill's timetable. Pastor Mel Harris of the Interfaith Coalition of Tampa Bay is happy to see greater opportunity for parole, but says juvenile offenders should be granted hearings sooner.
Children change. We don't often as adults, but children do. And I just want to ask that you would go a little further. Maybe let's see if we can get it to 10 years, Representative Grant.
St. Petersburg Democratic Representative Daryl Roussan also voiced concerns about timing.
What's the magic in 20 years or 30 years for review? I think Senator Ulrich a couple of years ago had a bill that had gotten it down to 15 years to review. But what's the thought process behind 20?
Grant acknowledges the lack of scientific support for his timetable, but says his bill's framework is the best chance at reaching consensus in the legislature.
We've got to pick something, and so the numbers before you today represent the best opportunity as we stand here today of getting something passed between both chambers and agreed to by all stakeholders in order to get that done.
Grant warns taking no action means the Supreme Court would, in his words, write this law for us. Representatives from Human Rights Watch and the Florida Public Defenders Association also voice support for the bill, but call for greater access to parole for juvenile offenders. The bill will make one final stop in the Judiciary Committee before heading to the floor for debate. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.